MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovart. The Rio Felix Bridge, south of Roswell on 285, about a mile from Hagerman, has been closed for more than a year due to flooding damage. It is finally seeing work to reopen it. Starting on Monday, New Mexico Department of Transportation is starting a bridge improvement project, aiming to add structural support, replace railings, and rebuild the South Brown Bridge to improve long-term safety. The $2.35 million project is expected to be completed by late April, weather permitting. And a state-run program called the Job Training Initiative Program helps train and upskill employees in a variety of economically based job fields, such as space, defense, advanced energy, advanced computing, and cannabis efforts. And this is an effort to retain and grow the state's workforce. $1.7 million was granted to seven different businesses in the state in December alone, totaling $19 million throughout 2025. One of those seven companies, and the only one outside of the Albuquerque area, is Nomad LLC in Tatum, which received an award of up to $89,570 for 11 trainees at an average hourly rate of $17.
So we're going to pay for them to get on-the-job training or specialized training with CNM or some other university. So they're upskilling and helping the companies be successful. It is going to help them get trained, and that's something they will be able to take with them forever, right? So it's an investing in our people to help them be able to earn a better wage to create economic security for themselves.
New Mexico Economic Development Cabinet Secretary Rob Black said, Nomad is a woman-owned cannabis company with dispensaries in Tatum, Roswell, and Hobbs. In the 2026 New Mexico Birding Big Year Birding Contest officially took flight on Thursday. The New Mexico Department of Game and Fish challenges all New Mexicans to identify as many bird species as possible in the state between January 1st and December 31st, and the contest is open to birders ages 13 and up. Participants must register via the online form on the Game and Fish website before April 1st to be part of the 2026 New Mexico Big Year. Participants are also required to log their data into an online service, eBird at eBird.org. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.